Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, features editor of SearchStorage.com, and I'm here with Mark Bowker, an analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, Andrew. How's everything today?
Everything is good. Enjoying some warm weather here in Massachusetts.
Great.
Today we're going to be talking about backing up virtual servers, so let's get right into it. First question, how has the deployment of server virtualization impacted the backup process?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Andrew. And with server virtualization, things are different. I mean, there's a lot of advantages to it, which we could spend the whole hour on, I think, on its own. But, you know, things are very different when we talk about backing up virtual servers. What we're finding is one of the biggest things that come on top of the list is the amount of data that needs to be backed up has increased. And it's increased significantly because of the amount of the type of data that's actually being backed up, which we'll talk about in some of the other questions. The other thing that we're actually seeing, which is another benefit, is we're seeing some customers are actually reducing the number of backup licenses, which is a nice benefit, where they aren't running as many agents as they may have in the past, and they're able to save a little bit of money there as well. The other thing we see is it's backed up the, or it's prompted the deployment of secondary storage systems, maybe a disk-to-disk type of backup, so I can actually maintain multiple copies of my images. And one of the other biggest benefits, I think, is also often not talked about, is they're able to better meet application SLAs during the backup process, and they're able to actually improve the RPO, the recovery point objective, and RTO, the recovery time objective, with server virtualization. So a lot has changed. The biggest one is the amount of data has increased, but there's others there that are beneficial as well.
Okay, thanks. Are IT organizations using the same tools and processes to back up virtual server environments as they have traditionally?
Yeah, so the traditional backup is all what we're pretty familiar with. You know, there's client-side agents that are typically deployed. There's a storage device across the LAN somewhere that's actually collecting the information from all these agents, and then there's a storage device maybe across the SAN that's actually collecting that data. So in the virtual server environment, can be pretty similar. I mean, it doesn't have to change so much. What we're seeing most people do is deploy the same type of environment where they're actually installing a backup agent inside of the guest OS or inside the virtual machine itself. There are other instances where people are using the server virtualization vendor tool, so there's specific functionality that's been implemented inside these vendors that allow or at least, what I want to say, complement the backup process, I would say. Some people are running customized scripts. There's actually access you can get into some of the, run on some like Linux kernel. Others, you can actually make calls right to the server virtualization hypervisor itself, which helps with the backup process. Other people are actually backing up with the storage system snapshotting type of features. But the biggest thing is, you know, there's lots of different options out there. It's just understanding what's the best for your environment. But again, you know, server virtualization is kind of an option or a point in time to look at your data center and be able to refresh your data center, and it's not just the servers we're looking at. We have to look up the backup process as well as many other pieces within IT.
Okay, sounds good. What data is actually being backed up when a virtual machine image is backed up?
Yeah, this is a big difference. So typically, you know, traditional backup where you put the agent on there, we're backing up some files, everybody's happy, we need to restore somebody's files or restore an email, it's pretty simple, we go back into that agent and recover it. In a virtual environment, the actual virtual machine image is stored as a single file, so that's very different. So the operating system, the applications, and the data itself is all stored within a single file. And, you know, the VM world, this file is called a VMDK file. Microsoft and others is called a VHD file. It doesn't really matter what the file is called. The fact is that within that file, it resides multiple information. It's not just data. It's now includes the operating system and application as well. So that's something that's different, and it's affecting a lot of different areas throughout the backup process, whether it be capacity or just the process and time it takes itself.
Okay, great. What is the difference between a traditional file-level backup and a virtual machine backup?
Sure. So most traditional client-server architectures, it kind of remains the same in the virtual world, which we talked about, where the client has an agent installed. But this can become cumbersome, right? We still have to manage agents. There's processor overhead, which can be an issue with agent-based backup and virtual machines. This is especially true if multiple virtual machines are running on a single physical server, which is very much the case in a virtualized world. Those virtual machines all kick off the backup process at the same time. That CPU can be hit pretty hard, and essentially affect the application. So if there's applications that are running, the backup process is kicked off, that can be a problem. So an alternative is to use an agent, to use a different technology to perform the backup of a virtual machine disk image directly. So this requires the virtual machine to be suspended so that there's a consistent capture of the virtual machine file can be performed. Once the machine is suspended, the backup process can take place of that file, and then it can be restarted again. Well, this is works well. The issue here is you actually have to suspend the virtual machine and take the application offline, which isn't acceptable in some environments. So what happens is there's other ways that you can integrate with the virtualization solution and actually perform a snapshot of the virtual machine, and then you can back up that snapshot. Something else to keep in mind is, you can recover the whole virtual machine. You can't recover a single file at a time with inside that virtual machine. So you have to restore the entire virtual machine, remount the virtual machine, then recover that single file at a time.
Okay, that's good info. How has server virtualization affected the backup window and backup capacity under management?
Yeah, so the first thing we hinted about a little bit earlier, Andrew, was the amount of capacity, right? The amount of capacity just because of what's being backed up has increased significantly. We actually recently did a survey of people that have adopted server virtualization or planning to, and 37% of people who actually adopted server virtualization say that their amount of backup data has increased since deploying server virtualization. So it's significant. You're backing up more. You're backing up the operating system. You're backing up applications. You're backing up that data as you normally would. And then the proliferation of virtual machines, you know, some term we hear called out in the industry called VM sprawl. People say, and it's true, you get that infrastructure set up in place, actually deploying a virtual machine is pretty simple, a matter of clicking a couple buttons and you have a new machine set up. But now is the proper backup process in place. So we just want to, not only is it the amount of data, it's the amount of virtual machines that are being backed up, and then you still have to back it up in the same window. So the backup window hasn't changed at all. You've just got now a new responsibility, a new architecture, a new infrastructure that you need to back up, and you have to be aware of that.
Can you perform a backup of a virtual machine while it's live?
Yeah, and we were hinting about that. I hinted about that a little bit earlier. So there are a couple different methods considered on what your restore goals are. So you can take a virtual machine image, VMware's case, a VMDK file, and you can actually take a snapshot of that or take a backup of that while the virtual machine is still writing to that image. But what that's considered is a crash consistent state. That's like you or I, Andrew, walking up to a server today and just pulling the plug and then pulling it back, then plugging it back in, hitting the power button and hoping it turns back on. Oftentimes that works, right? I mean, oftentimes that it will come up. There may be, the application may take care of itself and recover. Now, other ways to do it is an alternative to powering it down is there's utilities such as snapshotting features, as I mentioned, inside the server virtualization software itself. They'll take a crash, or it'll actually quiesce the virtual machine itself, the virtual machine image, and freezes it temporarily while it performs a snapshot. Once a snapshot takes place, you can then back up that snapshot, and that will actually give you the complete system state of the machine. So you could actually take that, bring it to a secondary data center, you could bring it up in another environment for test and dev, and it's a true point-in-time copy of that actual virtual machine image.
Okay. So next question, you know as well as I how hot the topic of data deduplication is right now. How does data deduplication affect the backup process in a virtualized environment?
Something that we've been watching a lot and seems to, I've been getting asked more and more questions about deduplication in virtualized environments. And I'll be honest, it's not just server virtualization. One of the other things is desktop virtualization. So you take, let's go back to server virtualization. You have lots of virtual machine images out there, and they have the same operating system. For instance, I may have Windows Server 2003 installed multiple times out there. When I start backing that up, I'm really essentially backing up multiple copies of Windows Server 2003, where I only really need one copy of that, whether it's an operating system file or an application file or a patch or device driver, whatever it may be, I only really need one copy of that. So the benefits and the efficiencies of data deduplication can be enormous. In physical environments, the adoption of next generation backup has been somewhat slow and marginalized, maybe solving niche problems on the fringe of the data center, but this is largely the probably due to cost, I'd say. It's the risk of switching backup solutions, where server virtualization is really that refresh to the data center, and it gives that opportunity to do so. So, you know, server virtualization is really a catalyst for change, and this is just data deduplication and implementing it. Not only are there great benefits, but this is a perfect example of a good time to look at a technology like this.
Okay. Has the restore process changed at all?
It has. When you're looking at virtual machines, there's some things you need to consider. So the restore process can be just as it has been traditionally. You can restore, if you have an agent-based backup solution, you can store a single file back into that virtual machine, just as we have in the past, which is great. But if you're doing, file level or system level, I should say, backup, where you're actually backing up that whole virtual machine image, most of the process today, what you have to do is actually take that virtual machine image and recover the entire virtual machine image, which can be very time consuming depending on the size of the image. So once you recover it, you have to remount it somewhere in a virtualized environment, often not in the production environment because it could have conflicts with something else that's running there. Once you remount it, you can recover files from that point. Once you recover the files, you can then transfer, just copy them over where it needs to be. Another thing that I see people do is actually the restore process. What they'll do is they'll take a physical environment, they'll back it up, then they'll take a virtual machine and rebuild it from scratch. They may put a new operating system on there, they'll put the backup agent on that virtual machine, and then they'll run the restore process on that virtual machine, and that's how they're actually doing their conversion. So they're physical to virtual conversion.
Okay, sounds good. What types of innovations are being introduced in this space to cope with the changing ecosystem?
Yeah, so, you know what's interesting, Andrew, is we asked the question, you know, are you leveraging the same backup tools and processes for your virtualized environment as your non-virtualized environment, or are you implementing something new? And, well, 75% are implementing the same processes and tools, which I can completely understand. Something that I found interesting, you know, the remaining of them, you know, nearly a quarter of them are saying that they're implementing new tools and processes to actually deal or cope with this new changing ecosystem with server virtualization. We're seeing some of the general preference of that storage system management capabilities that reside in that storage system. We're seeing a lot of people ask for those same type of functionality be moved into the server virtualization management platform. So you take something like what VMware is doing with VMware Consolidated Backup, known as VCB. So VCB is kind of a framework for the backup process that snapshots the network storage environment and then allows the backup process to take place without affecting the production environment. So this is great. Using VCB, you can actually take virtual machine level a backup of those machines, but you can also provide file level recovery, something that we were talking about maybe with a two-step process before. And then you're also removing the backup traffic off the production LAN. You're segmenting it away from there, and it can be done while all the applications remain online, not affecting them. And then you also don't need that backup agent installed in the virtual machine. So it will allow, you know, whether it's full incremental differential strategies kind of fits into places with them. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there. They're able to create full backup images that can immediately be restored with no multi-step recovery, which is an advantage. So there's a lot of innovation that we're seeing taking place. And as I mentioned at the beginning, there's, you know, 25% of them are seeing that, you know, we're going to implement new tools and processes for this. And some of them are not the traditional backup vendors that we've seen traditionally out there.
Okay, great. That's it for me. Thanks a lot for your time, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been great. I appreciate you taking the time and love to answer these type of questions.
Okay. You can learn more about backup and other storage topics at searchstorage.com.